Reformed Church.
There seems to be recently a lot of stuff, we'll say, that seems to be going on in people's lives. And, you know, it's pretty funny that you can actually talk to somebody, you could pray with people, and that when you leave that, it's not like, oh, this downer. It's like literally, you could be happy, you could be rejoicing. It's really, honestly, we had a meeting with someone, and I think I left that meeting happier than when I went into it. Not that I was sad, but it was like, it was so cool when you know the truth, when you know what Jesus has done about every single situation, and you can walk away more encouraged than you were even before you heard what was going on in that person's life. So it's pretty cool. It's a great outlook to have. It's a great thing to keep in your mind. If you feel like there's something going on that just is bringing you down, it could be pain, it could be something emotional, it could be something, whatever. It could be a situation in someone else's life that you're thinking about that just is gnawing on you or it's in your mind. Man, just know that there is a helper, right, who's already helped us and has already provided every single answer for every single problem, every single situation. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about this verse, and I didn't know where it was, but I looked it up. In Jeremiah 32:27, and this is pre-Jesus coming on the cross, right? It says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" And you know what? He's saying this before even Jesus died, right? Is there anything too hard for God? You could be in a situation where it just feels really hard, and I'm not saying that we don't go through those times. You know, there could be a pain. It just feels really hard. But, you know, we have to know the truth of the situation, right? And it doesn't mean that you can't have people praying for you. It doesn't mean you can't seek help. But you know what? If you just know the truth, you know that Jesus has done and provided everything that we need for everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, you could have never heard of this problem before, and he's already taken care of it, right? Jesus has done everything. There was nothing that is too hard for him. And there was nothing too hard for him, right? Because he's already provided the answer. And even if you were in the Old Testament, right, you could still tap into that. But there is nothing that was too hard for Jesus to overcome. He has accomplished everything that was needful. Everything. And even if you're not maybe going through something personally right now, there could be something that's even lingering in your body that you've kind of just accepted that it's just what it is right now. But he's overcome that too, right? You maybe don't see a full manifestation of something that you're searching and seeking the Lord for, you know, that you're looking for answers for. And again, I know we know the answer is Jesus, but I'm saying if you haven't seen the manifestation of that in your body yet, it's not too hard for the Lord, right? He's already provided the solution for that situation. So don't even settle for, I think I may have said this a few weeks ago, Ian. Don't settle and think like, okay, well, now it's manageable, now it's bearable, now it maybe doesn't consume my mind anymore. Don't even settle for a tinge of something that's not 100% correct in your body. Don't settle for something that's not 100% correct in your mind. Don't settle, because there's better out there. There's more. And just because something may be better doesn't mean it's the perfect will of God, right? The perfect will of God is he sent Jesus to provide the solution and the answer for every single problem. There is nothing that's too hard. He doesn't think like, oh, I did most of it, and there's like these little residual effects that you still have to deal with. No. If you have residual effects, it's not 100% done, and it's not 100% complete. He completed everything. There's nothing too hard for God. God sent Jesus with the solution. Jesus has already come. So even when he says that in Jeremiah, it's already done. This is pre-cross, right? And just to confirm this, if you go and you look in John 19:30, it's when Jesus was at the cross, right? And what did he say? He said, "It is finished." So he's telling people that there's nothing too hard for me. And then when it was totally completed, when he had taken every last sickness, every last pain, every last mental thought in your mind, every problem, every situation that you or someone else is going through, it is finished. It's already done. And you know what? That's why you can be rejoicing and being happy. And we should be, right? If we know that, and a lot of times we say, yeah, we do know that, and we can quote a verse and we know, yep, it's finished, that Jesus provided everything. But then in the midst of it, you're kind of not looking at the finished work. You're kind of looking at your situation. And I'm not saying that sometimes we need help just to get our minds in the right place, because that is definitely a truth, right? That's why we have the body of Christ, and that's why we can be encouraging each other. We can be encouraging ourselves in the Lord. But you can actually have a situation where you're talking to someone, you're praying with them, you're encouraging them, and you, who didn't have that problem going in, felt great and fine, and you can actually feel even better walking out of someone just telling you a situation that they're going through. You can actually be rejoicing, and it's so exciting, and you're like, oh my God, it is totally done. And so when we were driving into church today, and Pastor Rick was playing some of the songs that are going to be released soon, I'm like, man, these songs are so stinking great. Like, they are so good. And you know what? You can be praising God, dancing around, and in the midst of you feeling like junk, or in the midst of someone else feeling like junk, and you can be praising God, not because you're like, oh, the answer's coming. No, the answer already came, right? He already came. He already provided the solution, and the answer is already here. And if we would just get our minds in the right place, guess what? That's going to help your receiving, right? Because if you believe, that's how we receive, by faith. And if you don't believe it, it's going to be kind of hard to receive something, right? Because that's the only way you can receive. There's nothing sad. There's nothing to be bitter about. There's none of that, right? There's none of that when you got your mind in the right spot. You know, if you thought that, do you ever have a situation where you're like, oh, if you knew that the outcome was going to be a certain way, all that time you spent thinking about it, worrying about it, if you could just know what would happen. Because you can look at something and say, you know what, if I would have known that this was going to be the outcome, and all this time I was up at night thinking about it or worrying about it or crying about it or whatever, or just having your mind in the wrong spot, if you could just have known how this would have turned out, man, you would have looked at it a different way. But guess what? You do know the other side. You do know the outcome, right? And, you know, when you are concentrating on the finished work of Jesus, we all know the outcome. We all know his desire. We all know his perfect will for us. And, you know, it's just an encouragement that we do know, right? Inside of us, we know all things. And just because you might be in the moment have your mind distracted, it's just good to encourage yourself and to just remember what he's done. I mean, if you think about what Jesus did for us and that he said that it's finished, you could just look at anything that's going on and be like, wow, it really truly is finished. And you don't have to even see it yet, because you know what? If you see it, then great. We can be rejoicing because we saw it. Like, oh, wow, it's done. I'm so excited. But you know, you can be in that same frame of mind and in that same happy place the entire way until you actually see the manifestation. You can have that same joy and that same peace while you're waiting to see on the outside. And isn't that a better way of going through something, right? You can either be down in the dumps about it and be worried and fretting, or you can be like, man, I got joy of the Lord in me, and you know what? Isn't that a better way just to live, right? So you can, honestly, you can have that. And if you're like, oh, that doesn't seem possible, well, it is possible, right? There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He did everything that was hard. And for us, it's easy and light. And all it is just our mind being focused on him and what he's done. And it really is that easy. If it doesn't seem that easy, well, then we're doing other things, right? We're working, we're toiling, and we're doing things to make the situation better. But there's nothing that you can do that's going to make something better. You might be able to ease the pain temporarily by one means or another, but you know what? That's not what the Lord's looking for. He wants us to look at him, trust what he's done, and you know what? You will. Then that joy is just going to coming out. You can't make yourself joyful, right? I mean, maybe you can do something fun and maybe you're joyful for a minute. But true joy, that's going to come right out of you by the Spirit of God, right? It's a fruit of the Spirit, not a fruit of us. So if you're not feeling that, it's just because, you know what? Our mind's just in the wrong spot. Just a little course correction in your mind goes a long way.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.